Yeah, pay its electric bills. 877-500-5266.
And you know, if you've got an extra $2,000 floating around out there, you can go to New York and have dinner and a show.
Well, you can watch a show be produced.
Oh, that's right.
You can have dinner with Amy Goodman, tour of her.
Break bread with a good Amy Goodman. It will be really fun. And if you're a Democracy Now! Fan, as many people are, that will be well worth. You will be contributing a huge amount to KABU. We will use your $2,000 very, very wisely.
Maybe you're traveling back to the East Coast to see relatives.
Yeah.
Take a moment. Take that extra day to get to go to the, I hear, award-winning studios and have dinner with Amy Goodman. Actually get to ask the questions or say the comments you want to say with her. Begin a dialogue in person. The number to call is 877-500-5266. You know, just add $2,000 onto that trip to New York and you can have it all.
Absolutely. 877-500-5266. That is the number. Or what we're asking for right on this particular moment is someone who can contribute $50 a month. You can do it. That's not breaking the total bank. $50 a month to KABU, and we will meet
have
our
met
goal.
The goal for Democracy Now! Today.
Yes, that's right.
Help us do that.
As we
not
meet our
goals.
Not
because you have to, but because it's fun to make a difference with your dollars.
Absolutely. And as we meet our goals, this makes it a successful membership drive. And now, back to
irregular scheduling.
Good
Voices
morning.
From the Edge, Native Voices from the Edge,
yeah,
is what we'll be going to.
It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up, it's Native Voices from the Edge with guest hosts Kerry Waters and Emery Schack from the NAYA, the Native American Youth and Family Center. At 9 o'clock, we have Press Watch, News You're Not Supposed to Know with Teresa Mitchell. At 10, it's Air Cascadia. Air Cascadia welcomes former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile. That's today. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on Between the Covers, we revisit Portland author Ursula K. Le Guin. She'll be talking about her collection of poetry late in the day. Great programming coming up this morning on KBOO. We keep you informed and you can get involved. And we're in the midst of our membership drive. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Toast, located 5222 Southeast 52nd Avenue in Portland, a neighborhood cafe serving an imaginative dinner menu and bustling Wiccan brunch. Lunch was provided by North 45 Pub, located at 517 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland. This old-world travel-themed gastropub is serving Global Grub, a rotating wine list, and lots of Belgian beers. Dinner was provided by Noble Rot, located 1111 East Burnside Street in Portland. This fourth-floor wine bar is offering city views and small plates featuring ingredients from a rooftop garden. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the When Rome Burns benefit show for Red Lodge Transition Services on Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza Pub in Portland. Red Lodge Transition Services is a Native American-led organization that provides culturally focused programs for women releasing from jail, prison, or treatment. Performers for this benefit include Cedar Rose and Fish Martinez. Again, that's the When Rome Burns benefit show for Red Lodge Transition Services on Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza Pub, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU's daily prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the daily prize drawing. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The daily prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations, void where prohibited, or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day/evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household will be accepted each day. Winner will be determined in a random drawing following the announcement of that day's prize after 10 p.m. Winner may be notified by telephone following the drawing. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the name of the winner, go to kboo.fm/holiday prize. And thank you.
The time is 8:04 a.m., and you are listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Carrie Waters.
And I'm Amory Shack.
And you are listening to Native Voices from the Edge. We have a fabulous final program of Native Voices from the Edge closing out the month of November. Today we are joined by Jessica Rojas and Amber Faced. Jessica is Chicana and Kumeyaay. She's a third-generation Oregonian raised in Northeast Portland. She provides technical assistance, advocacy, and support, and training for community and environmental groups in North and Northeast Portland, including neighborhood associations. She has worked on the development of watershed restoration projects and best equity practices in granting. She also serves on the board for the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides.
And Jessica joins us with Amber Faced. Amber presents a luminous vision for the success of women and minority businesses. As a Coquel tribal member, a mother, and entrepreneur, Amber is on the front lines of planting deep change in the Native community. She works in marketing and business intake for the Oregon Native American Chamber and with the Inclusive Business Resource Network and Prosper Portland. And there, she works to leverage the power of the partnership network and is committed to Native representation in the business world. Welcome, Amber and Jessica.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we'll go ahead and start with you, Amber, if that's okay. What brought your passion for the work that you do?
Sure. So I think when I first became involved with ONAC, I myself had been an entrepreneur and had realized, you know, the limitations and difficulties in establishing a business, getting it started, getting it off the ground, and really, you know, making it a viable and profitable entity for yourself. Mm. And then, you know, as I've worked with ONAC, I've just really realized, you know, I want to make Native businesses more visible in our community. I want us to know what each other are doing and really help connect all of us to each other and show that, you know, we're an economic force. You know, we're here, we're doing business, and we're, you know, we are in the business world as well. As well as, you know, ONAC does work all over the state of Oregon. And so, you know, tribal communities tend to live in like isolated or rural areas, and services aren't always available to Native people in those communities. And so part of what ONAC seeks to do is to really, you know, reach out to those communities and assist with, you know, entrepreneurs there as well.
Fabulous. And how about you, Jessica? What brings you to this place that you're in?
Well, I feel very privileged that I get to work for the district or for the geography that I grew up in. My family came to Oregon on my mom's side. My mom is a dual citizen and a longtime Oregonian, about third generation. But on my father's side, we came up here from San Diego. And growing up here in this community, it's just a privilege to be able to work and walk every day to work and do work that enhances the neighborhoods that you've grown up in.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. We've got lots to talk about over the next 50 minutes or so. But right now, we're going to take it to Linda and Lynn with our membership drive.
Thank you so much. We are pleased to be able talk to people this morning about, I mean, talk about things that you don't hear very much. You don't hear a lot of Native talk shows in the morning on in Portland or in this country anywhere, and we are pleased to be able to have Voices from the Edge, Native Voices. We have a $650 goal for these women this morning, and I know that with your help, we can make that happen. The number is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Call in this morning and start out with a $10 a month sustaining membership. That's good.
That's a great amount to give. You know, there's all sorts of gifts you can get from KBOO for that, and we have a group of people behind us ready to answer the phones. We just need you to pick it up and call us at 877-500-5266. We've got a great group of women, Native Voices, literally in our studios here in Studio B, and Carrie and Amory have been hosting this show for about 5-6 times. It's such a gift to have them here in KBOO studios, and I think that you out there in the listening audience know how rare and how important that is in today's United States. So please show that you understand how important it is to support Native Voices on the air here at KBOO, and call us right now. It's 877-500-5266. We're suggesting $10 a month, and you can get a KBOO logo beanie, black one, or a black t-shirt with a KBOO logo on it. But you know, the point isn't just those wonderful gifts, though. It is the giving time, so you can contribute and give that beanie to a friend of yours you know who will love it. It's easy, easy, easy to do. You can do it on the web as well at kboo.fm. You'll see a big red banner that says donate. You push it, and about three
it's
minutes
not even that.
Later, you're done.
It's just there. As soon as you go to kboo.fm, it's just there. You don't have to do anything but push a button and
off you go.
Off you go. If you're in your cubicle and you can't call in, that's fine. Or, you know, it is still kind of early for some of us. So KBOO.FM is a nice way to go where you won't have to talk to anybody. But we really love it when people call in at 877-500-5266. And today, when you call in, you are going to be entered into a drawing for a $200 gift certificate to Mississippi Records, a local record label and store specializing in an array of genres and rare recordings. It's really fun for all you.
All it takes is for you to call in for that.
Audio That's files.
Right. Contribute at any level or don't. But we really want you to call in today and call right now for this show. Show your support for Native Voices here on KBOO and give $10 a month. KBOO gets $10 a month. You get a wonderful beanie or a t-shirt. There are other gifts that the people can go through to show you. It's 877-500-5266. And now back to our program.
You are with Native Voices from the Edge, and we have Jessica Rojas and Amber Faced joining us this morning.
So we're going to continue the conversation. Amber, if you could talk a little bit more about ONAC, which is Oregon Native American Chamber, for those who might not have heard before. Amber does marketing, but really business intake for new businesses or new business owners or people who are going through that process. Would you mind talking with us about how that's been? This is a new position, and it's a signal of growth too. And would you just tell us a little bit about a new partnership that you've made recently?
Sure, yeah. So I work within a network of service providers with funding through Prosper Portland to connect small businesses, entrepreneurs, and individuals interested in entrepreneurship with technical assistance. This could be something like a business class, help with accounting, alternative funding, or access to legal help, just to name a few. I'm also the front person for business intake and our statewide efforts to provide services, to all Native American communities in Oregon and Southwest Washington. And, you know, through this work, I've met so many amazing businesses that are doing amazing things. I've been lucky to meet entrepreneurs who own clothing lines, coffee houses, construction firms, and even lifestyle brands. Mm-hmm. And actually, I met Carrie and Amory through the Native American Youth and Family Center's LEAD program. And we had a cohort of about 12 people. And since that experience with them and my new position with ONAC, I've actually, you know, met and helped three of our cohort members start their own businesses. And that's, you know, been really special for me to be a part of. And I just love to support these Native women and their efforts to, you know, be economically stable for their families. One of them started a wildcrafted bath product business. It's called Longhouse Northwest Bath and Wellness. You can find her on Facebook. She's based here in Portland. You know, she wildcrafts in the forests here. She's Kaska Dene from Alaska. And she's actually going to be at the NAIA Winter Market on December 9th. So,
okay.
Yeah, go check her out.
Get some holiday gifts.
Yeah, her bath bombs are amazing. I know
they
you guys
are. I know this for a fact.
We could just talk on and on about how amazing she is. But another one of our cohort members, Shiloh, you know, she's actually, Shiloh George is starting a consulting business for accessibility advocacy. And, you know, she's working really hard to set up that business. And, you know, I'm meeting with her a lot. And it's amazing to see how much she's grown and all the new contracts she's been getting and the work that she's been doing with trauma-informed care. Like, it's, you know, there's a social justice entrepreneurship that, you know, it's so amazing to be a part of, and you feel like you're really working, you know, to provide change. And it's just really rewarding. I have an amazing job.
That's awesome.
I love how we've been reframing what economic development looks like, getting back to local businesses, you know, and building a resilient community and economy. And that takes us to our next question. You know, I've heard disaster resilience or community resilience, disaster preparedness, and sustainability are all the same thing, just on different scales. So we need to build this resilience within our community through community-based economic development. But also, you know, getting back to some of what we've talked about over the past several weeks, with a just transition framework, you know, we know that we need to move from an extractive economy to a regenerative economy. And a big part of that involves, you know, knowing our neighbors and, you know, building a true sharing economy, and building up our preparedness for the big one, which we know will hit sooner or later. So Jessica, could you share with us a bit about your work in that realm of disaster preparedness?
Yeah, so at the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, I am the Community and Environmental Engagement Manager. And sometimes when people hear the word environment, they think I'm talking about a forest, but I'm talking about your home, your neighborhood, where you work, where you walk, day to day. And some of the work that I do is outreach to various groups. Some of the groups that we do outreach with are our neighborhood emergency teams, which are volunteers throughout Portland who are trained by the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management to respond in the face of a major catastrophe. And that could be an earthquake, could be a fire, who knows what it could be. And one thing that we do to help support them is, one, we promote opportunities, as we know they come up, to connect with your neighborhood emergency team. Neighborhood emergency teams are usually based out of like a tri-neighborhood, at least in Northeast Portland. So three neighborhoods will come together, like Concordia, Woodlawn, and Vernon, I believe, all share the same neighborhood emergency team person. And again, these are just your neighbors. They're just residents. They're all volunteers. Nobody's paid to do this, but they are trained. But they have to gather their own supplies. Usually they might have a place where they keep supplies like radios, first aid kits, but they have to fundraise for all that on their own. And we've been supporting that effort by putting together a fundraiser here coming up January 11th at Lagunitas Community Room, 237 Northeast Broadway. Again, that's on January 11th, and you can learn more information at necoalition.org. We're going to have some opportunities to have a little bit of food. You can get a free beer token, you know, what a suggested donation to get in. But all the proceeds are going to go to our neighborhood emergency teams. And this is the first time we've ever done anything like this. And again, it's just about connecting the people in our community together. Do you know your neighbors? Do you know how to turn off their gas if there was an earthquake? Do you know how to turn off your own gas if there's an earthquake? Do you even know your neighbors? So that's the type of conversation that we encourage in our community.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. We'll continue this conversation, but again, we'll take it back to Linda and Lynn with our membership drive.
Thank you so much, and what a great segue here. Community, do you know your neighbors? We're your neighbors at KBU Community Radio, and we are, as she said, I'm Lynn.
I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund.
And we're here for our Happy Holiday Membership Drive to ask you to contribute to this radio station that gets to be more and more important as the days march on into the administration that we are living through these days. 877-500, excuse me, 500.
5266
is the number to call. Now is the time to do it. We've got a $650 goal for this show, and with your help, we know we can make it. Right, Linda?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's really exciting to be listening to this program hosted by Carrie Waters and Amory Shack about, you know, with people about services to their direct community, services to natives, but also to others. They're talking about really making community and how they go about that on a day-to-day basis. I don't hear this radio anywhere else. I really don't. And I think that's true for you, too. It's so important that all of the voices of our community get heard and get heard well. And KBOO works hard to make sure that's true. Show your support right now. 877-500-5266. You know, when you call, you'll be entered into a drawing, a $200 gift certificate to Mississippi Records, a local record label and store specializing in a whole lot of genres and rare recordings. You know, that's that just call in and you get entered in that. The number is 877-500-5266. And the reason we have thank you gifts or sweepstakes is because there are community members that know how important KBOO is. They're listening in right now. They're getting to listen to Native Voices from the Edge. KBOO.fm is where to go on the web. It's really easy to do. I mean, literally, it takes 3 minutes or something like that. 877-500-5266 is the number, and 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just a half a block south of Burnside, is where you could come to become a member. I bet it's getting light out there. I can't tell from where I am, but I bet it's getting light out here. There, you know, get on your bicycle, come on by, and make your contribution in person. We'd love to have you. We'll show you around.
You can't miss it. There's a big mural in front, and come on down and see where your money goes to.
And find out, if you're new to a membership, find out how good it feels to put your money where it really makes a difference, where you go, I know that I can tune in and I can have friends of mine tune in to hearing the truth by just telling them to tune in to KBOO.fm.
Really, get involved today. Just make a commitment. Participate in your radio station and in your community. Don't just think about it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Now is the time to do it at 877-500-5266 or go to KBOO.fm. And we want to thank Edith, who renewed today. And we'd like to thank a whole bunch more people as they call 877-500-5266 to help us with our $650 goal for Voices from the Edge.
You know, it's the giving season, and we're asking you to put
us in
there.
I'm telling you, you've got to get one of these for your, if you are a member, get another membership for a right-wing relative. What better gift could you give them? It's something they really need, and it's going to fit. 877-500-5266.
Well, that sent me into paroxysm. Get a membership for your right-wing. I was sitting there thinking, like, get it for your friend who you know will wear the black beanie. You know, you get to contribute to KBOO,
do that
and
too.
You have a gift.
Or if you get it for your right-wing family member, and then you keep the beanie, it's a win-win situation. 877-500-5266. And to get the beanie, it's a $10 a month, or our T-shirt, a $10 a month sustaining membership. And sustaining members are just that. It sustains us by, we know you, we have this much coming in a month. And your $10 a month makes a big difference to us. It's $120 a year. Multiply that by many, many people, and you're talking, enough dollars. Yes, yes, yes. And we have, like we said, we've got a $650 goal for the show, and we can make it with your help.
We need you to do that, though. You know, when we say with your help, we really mean it. We mean right now, pick up your phone, 877-500-5266. If that sounded too pushy, let me say it softer. Right now, we need your dollars.
Right now,
877-500-5266. Your dollars do make the difference. We're not quite up to where we should be for the $75,000 we want to get. Your dollars could get us there. Your dollars will. In fact, it's members like you who do get us there every single time. And it's such a wonderful thing to be
for
part of a community.
For 50 years now.
Yes, 50 years to be part of a community station. And when you hear voices on this station, they'll tell you they don't get on very many stations, even if they're experts in their field, because maybe it's a subject that the mainstream doesn't want to cover, where we're not afraid to cover it here at KBOO. The number to call to show your support for Native Voices on the Edge is 877-500-5266. Make a difference with your dollars right now, please.
Do it now.
Call
in. Do it now. Do it now.
Thanks, Linda and Lynn. We'll take things back here at Native Voices from the Edge and start where we left off with Jessica Rojas. And I also have to interject and apologize for mispronouncing Kumeyaay. Is that correct?
Yes, but earlier, I just want to say that I consider myself a descendant of the Daganiel Mission tribes. And the reason why I say it that way, as a Chicana, as somebody whose family is from Mexican from the San Diego area and indigenous, we had a different ballgame in California than in the Northwest. Situations like the California Indian Removal Act really made it challenging for a lot of my relatives and many other indigenous people down south to be indigenous. There was a time where people had to lie and say they're Mexican. So my concepts of indigeneity, a lot of it's boosted in the fact that I grew up here in the Northwest and I feel privileged, it's safe up here. But down south, where people are still closer to the border and the threat is still real, it's different. And so I just want to recognize that I have the privilege of growing up here in the Northwest where it's safe, and that maybe there might be some of my relatives who still feel the sting and still remember what it was like when we couldn't come out and be indigenous and say who we are and where we're really from. But I just want to remind all of our callers, we didn't cross the border. The border crossed us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Agreed. These false boundaries that have been put into place had not been there before colonization, and, you know, the north to south routes were where the economic trade happened. And, you know, a lot of times people think about, you know, east to west these days, but, you know, there's evidence within my tribe and many other tribes up and down the Americas of the communication that we had, the trade, the sharing. So that's important to recognize. I appreciate that. Thank you for bringing that into the conversation. and, you know, we also recognize that Our peoples had lived here since time immemorial, and, you know, we're now in this place of recognizing the need to identify solutions based in wisdom from time immemorial for our continued resilience today. So could we get back into that conversation about community resilience, disaster preparedness? Why is this important?
Yes, thank you. So it's critical. Well, one thing, I will speak to my work again, that I work in a district that's a geography of change. Inner North and Northeast Portland, to me, is a geography of change. I grew up in Northeast Portland since 78. My family came to Portland. And I've seen a lot of changes. And people don't, a lot of people, there's a lot of new folks here. And sometimes when your neighborhood is still kind of new and in change, folks don't know each other generationally. Mm-hmm. I remember a time growing up when, you know, somebody's parent or grandparent may recognize you if you're misbehaving out in the community, or maybe not in class. They might let your parents know. And we looked out for each other like that. And that's one of the ideas that we try to really promote is community cohesion and getting to know your neighbors, whether it's through conversations about active transportation in your community and what your streets look like, or the type of houses in your community, what kind of developments and what those look like, or maybe it's just about, you know, how we're going to be prepared in the face of a large-scale emergency. That's one of the things that I try to do in my job is connect all those threads together. So, you know, whether it's finding commonality in your garden project, one of the things we do at NECN is we offer fiscal sponsorship for groups. So it's pretty cool. I get to be a part of communities' little neighborhood projects where folks want to do like an intersectional street painting, or maybe they want to do some kind of garden together. We're able to support that work. And what we do is we see connections happening across age. And I feel like that's so critical because we live in a kind of an ageist society. I see people really separated by age. And I think it's important that we know our elders and we know their youth. And that's the best way, I think, that we can be resilient in the face, because we don't know when an emergency will happen. You don't know if you'll be at work, you'll be transporting to and from work. It's going to be your skills where you're at. And we're encouraging people to get to know one another and lend your skills, because you may have to accept help from a stranger. You may even have to accept help from somebody you don't identify with or like. I want people to hold that thought.
So powerful. And that reminds me of a conversation that I had recently, thinking about what social cohesion is and how we get there, how we measure it, what our definition of success is. And there are so many scales that social cohesion falls into. You know, the neighborhood scale, as you mentioned, our networks of friends, family, people that we're immediately connected to. There's, you know, our cultural communities, like, you know, the Native community we organize within our culturally specific setting. But then we also build our community at that larger scale across cultures and across differences. And then we also need that representation within our elected officials to make sure that they're, you know, that they have that connection and understanding of our community's strengths and needs. This gets us into a larger conversation about, you know, what resilience actually looks like in our society. And I love the definition of resilience and climate resilience, not just as adaptation to the new normal or mitigation to try to make things less bad, even though we know that things are bad and will continue to get worse. But also that third leg of social cohesion is so important, because oftentimes, you know, we just look at the environment as a separate thing. But I love what you said. It's not just about the forest outside of the urban area, but it's about weaving the natural and built environment into one fabric. That brings up a couple of issues that are going on in the world today. Would you like to jump on in?
Yeah, it sounds great. Something that is current event would be the Jordan Cove permit that was blocked Monday by the state's Land Use Board of Appeals. And what that means is that Oregon's Land Use Board of Appeals ruled in favor of the Oregon Shores Conservation Coalition's appeals of Coos County's land use approval for the proposed Jordan Cove liquefied natural gas export terminal. So what that basically means, not to define it, but just, you know, let's talk about that in terms of the land and what it means for the communities there and for Oregon at large in the Pacific Northwest. Amber, would you talk more about that since you're from?
Yeah, so, the Coquille Indian tribe is based in Coos Bay, and this is definitely something that has been heavy on my heart for a while, especially, you know, I am well aware of the LNG struggle that is going on in Tacoma as well. Right. You know, this isn't like a new battle or a new struggle that Native people have been facing with this company, or this company in particular, and also, you know, these pipelines. Like, this is happening all over the United States. Like, mm-hmm. It's just a constant battle of, these export pipelines that want to build through, you know, our land and land that was treated to us. And, you know, like if you know, the federal government isn't upholding these treaties, then, you know, what are the ramifications for that? Like, do we get that land back? You know? And so, you know, to bring it back to this struggle in Southern Oregon, you know, numerous environmental groups and tribes have been working to block the construction of this pipeline. And my tribe, actually back in 2013, released a letter to the Oregon Congressional Delegation in support of the pipeline. And that was really hard for me, being, you know, an environmentalist and feeling like, you know, maybe there was some political decisions and political promises that I wasn't seeing on this side of it. And, you know, the tribe was led to believe that it'll generate tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue, you know, that it would help the schools in Coos, Douglas, Jackson, and Klamath counties. You know, I think that they wanted to paint a really nice light on it because of the economic struggles that are happening, you know, in rural Southern Oregon. But, you know, from my point of view, LNG pipeline isn't going to be the answer. I will say, you know, recently this year, my tribe did decide to become a cooperating agency in the federal government's environmental impact statement process. So, you know, they're not, at this point in time, you know, they're not for or against the pipeline. They just want to be a cooperating agency to have a seat at the table. And, you know, I'm not in tribal council. I don't know what those discussions look like, but it's definitely something that I'm always talking to my representatives about in tribal council and making sure that they're aware that, you know, there's a lot of danger building a natural liquefied gas pipeline, you know, through our lands. You know, if there's an earthquake, you're going to be breathing in methane. You know, our beautiful bay that is, you know, the home and the resting place of our ancestors, you know, like, are we going to tarnish that? Are we going to degrade that area to export this, you know, unsustainable gas product to Asia?
Yeah, I've been really encouraged this past year with the greater focus on a just transition in the public discourse. You know, the Oregon Just Transition Alliance was formed this year. And, you know, we need to recognize that rural communities have been ignored for so long and have been reliant on extractive economies like, you know, the timber industry in order to put food on their put food on their family's table. And, you know, we need to not look at them as the enemy, but to recognize that we need to partner with them in order to identify new ways to develop our economy across the state. You know, we can oftentimes just sit here in our Portland bubble, and we need to recognize the context that's around us. I had the opportunity to hear from some of the Karuk, Hupa, and Yurok youth that came up to Portland a couple of weeks back. And, you know, they shared about, you know, the fish kills that have been happening in the Trinity River and how concerned they are about their lifeways, you know, as that can be deeply impacted by this pipeline. And, you know, I hope that we can bring greater attention to this within our urban community, you know, knowing who the decision makers are from the feds. It's the FERC. I'm not sure what that stands for. Federal
Energy Regulatory Commission.
Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate that. And then the state DEQ. And, you know, so we need to make our voices known on this issue and, you know, write letters to the decision makers and, you know, even apply pressure on the potential contractors that might benefit economically from this project. Are there any other reflections on this LNG pipeline before we take it back to Linda and Lynn in a minute?
I think sometimes it's as simple as where you banquet. Mm-hmm. Where is your money? Where do you keep your money? And where do they invest? Mm. Sometimes people might be a little intimidated about politically engaging with your elected officials. Am I going to advocate in the right way? But I would say start with your money. Where do you bank? Are those banks supporting this work? And is that simple? We've seen that with the Dakota Access Pipeline when there's pressure put on the banks, there's pressure on the money keeper. That's when change happens. And so, you know, I can't advocate enough for hooking up with your local credit union and even keeping an eye on them. We can't just always assume that they have our best interests, but a lot of times we can get some more localized control of our money that way.
Powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for bringing that up.
All right, Linda and Lynn, let's take it back to that membership drive.
Thank you so much. And we're here, and we would love to hear some phones ringing. And to do that, you have to dial 877-500-5266. You may ask, why do I want you to dial that number? Because this is KBOO. This is our Happy Holiday Membership Drive. I'm Lynn.
I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
Yes, she is. We are here to get you to contribute. You know,
if we could seduce you over the phone, we would do it. I mean, really, and you might not even like that, but we definitely want to reach out, touch you, and have you pick up your phone, your smartphone,
in a respectful way.
Yeah, well, yes, only in a respectful way, please. A little tap on the shoulder is all I meant. It's 877-500-5266. You've been listening to Native Voices from the Edge, and you've been listening to conversation about services delivered and the issues that Native Americans are facing in this Trumpocalypse right now. This is radio you don't hear anywhere else, and I know that you appreciate that. Maybe you consider yourself an ally of Native Americans. Maybe you worked hard around the XL Keystone last winter this last spring, and, you know, supported Native American rising up around that issue. Well, today is another way of you being an ally. This is Native Voices from the Edge. This is your opportunity to literally put your money where your mouth is. And I don't mean that you don't already. I just mean
this makes a
difference.
Or I always say where your ears are. Put your money where your ears are.
And where your heart is. It's 877-500-5266.
Like Morgan from Southeast Portland, who is brand new. I can withstand the bell if you want to do it, Linda. And Jennifer, renewed from Northeast Portland. Yay, Morgan. And Catherine from Portland has also contributed today. So join these folks, all you allies. Join these folks right now. 877, I almost did it. 877-500-5266. It's the number to call. Now is particularly the time to do it.
You know, the way that we reach our overall goal, which we have so that we can keep this sustaining this this enterprise on the air, is with each of you calling in. Each one of you makes a difference. Please call us right now, 877-500-5266. And now back to Native Voices from the Edge.
Nice. Hey, good to see you.
Thanks.
So before I introduce Linda.
And we are back, everybody. Thank you so much to all of our donors and listeners this morning. So as we think about all of these issues, the LNG pipeline and, you know, from the local to global scale, I think something that we've all recognized is that we need to take action on clean air. You know, we all experienced the fires this past summer and, you know, have heard about all of the issues, you know, related to the Bullseye glass factory pollution that really elevated air quality issues within our region. So, Jessica, could you share a bit about your work in that realm?
So one of the things that I get to do at Northeast Coalition and Neighborhoods is we work with our local environmental organizations, and two of them that we partner to talk about air quality issues in our district is Neighbors for Clean Air, and they've been helping us engage with DEQ's overhaul their rulemaking process called Cleaner Air Oregon. And if you're interested in sharing your experience of what your air shed is like, what the air quality is like near your home, where you work, where you play, where you hang out, there's an opportunity this Saturday, December 2nd, at the Oregon Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to be accepting public comment. And to help folks with some talking points, they have some on their website, Neighbors for Clean Air. We also work with another organization, Portland Clean Air. They work to help us map out some of the industries in our district and where some of the concentrations of unfiltered diesel trucks are in our district. We have those maps on our website. They also work with a group called Willamette Industrial Neighbors, who help neighborhoods on both sides of the river understand the air quality issues in their district and work directly with their polluters in negotiating what that airshed looks like. And so we just try to support these opportunities. And, you know, if you're concerned about these larger scale industries like pipelines, bullseye glass, or other industries and how they affect your air quality, I would highly suggest getting involved with those two organizations. Another great tool is EJ Maps through the EPA. We got to use what the EPA has in place while we have it. So there's this EJ Maps tool that'll allow you, called EJ Screens, and you can Google it. And you can put in your address and learn about what your air quality is like, what your proximity is to other danger or hazardous situations, some demographics on what your community may look like and what your potential collective harm may be. So I just want to share those resources and encourage folks to do what you can on the local level, because it does make a larger impact on the greater scale.
Thank you so much. That's so powerful. And all of these issues are interconnected. And, you know, there's a role for everyone to both fight the bad and build the new. I think that's, you know, one thing that's come up over the past year is, you know, there's so many issues, just, you know, a fire hose coming at us, and it's hard to keep track of everything. And, you know, sometimes I might be excited about this one area and want everyone to get involved with a specific issue. But there's something for everyone, and that's really important to keep in mind. Could we get a reminder on that neighborhood emergency team?
Yeah, that'll be January 11th at Lagunitas Community Room on Northeast Broadway, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. And you can find more information at necoalition.org.
Fabulous. Thank you. And Amber, there's something going on tonight, isn't there?
Yeah. So the Oregon Native American Chamber helped put together our first cross-cultural minority chamber mixer. So we have three chambers partnering with us: the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber, the Asian Pacific Islander Chamber, and the Philippine American Chamber coming on board with us. And we have generous hosts and sponsors from Northwest Health Foundation. And so, yeah, it's tonight at the Northwest Health Foundation from 5 to 8. Any entrepreneurs of color are welcome. You know, like I said, this is our first time doing the event. We're really excited about it. And we look forward to doing more events like it in the future.
Amazing. And Amory, is there something else going on sometime soon?
Yes, this is for all the roller derby fans out there. I know you're listening. So there is something to put on your radar, which is Team Indigenous. And Team Indigenous is, they are the First Nations and Indigenous people of our ancestral lands, linked globally through the sport of roller derby. And they have a fundraiser happening, I know, but they also like just have, it's a bout with local skaters for, and the proceeds will go to Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women USA. And this is on January 13th, so a few days after. So if you want to just have a really jam-packed week, awesome events. And that's at 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:15 in Gresham at Gresham Skate World at 1220 Northeast Kelly Avenue.
And that's Skate gonna be World. I remember going there as a little one. Didn't realize it was still popping.
It's still popping, and there are, I mean, it's going to be a show. So everybody should try to make it out.
Love it. Love it. Well, we're going to close with some final reflections after we get back to Linda and Lynn. But before we do, I'd just like to thank all of our donors who have called in over this last hour. You know, put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, we've been having conversations lately about, you know, values-based budgeting and thinking through how you use your money, you know, to support our larger community as a whole. It's so important if you're listening and benefiting from the information that we share during this hour or, you know, in general at KBOO, that you, you know, show some value for that information that you're receiving.
Yeah, and I just want to plug there that, you know, donation doesn't matter what size it is. It could be small or large. It makes an impact, and it's important to support, you know, our local radio KBOO.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. And as any amount helps.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, community-supported radio is so powerful because, you know, we're not beholden to anybody but you as our listeners and as our community. So we can get that information out there, that news that they don't want you to hear. So thank you so much for any contributions that you have made or can make during this drive. So we'll take it to Linda and Lynn.
Good morning, hey. And thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Native Voices from the Edge. And as you just heard Carrie say, I believe that was Carrie, who said, you know, that they've been thinking a lot about value-based giving. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that I've done in my family. I figure out what are the most important things for my money to go to, rather than spreading it around for other things. We think KBOO should be right at the top of your list. It's easy to become a major supporter of KBOO. Say $10 a month makes such a difference. It's 877-500-5266. That's the number to call. And you know, we want to make our goal for this show. We had a goal of 650. We've had some callers, but now we need four of you to call in at the $10 a month level right now. Don't be a last minuter. You have about 10 more minutes to do that in. So let's get all of our phones ringing at once. The number is 877-500-5266.
And you know, this is Lynn, and if when you call in today and become a member now and be entered to win a prize, today's drawing is for a $200 gift certificate to Mississippi Records, a local record label and store specializing in an array of genres and rare recordings. All you audiophiles out there, call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win.
Oh, I just thought of all the gifts I could get people if I won that one.
I know.
That's a sweepstakes, but you know, we also have things that you can get for your contribution as thank yous for a particular contribution. Right now, we've been talking about this is a brand new KBOO beanie for the winter. It's black and it's got the KBOO logo with the radio tower with the star at the top on it, or a KBOO black t-shirt with that logo across the chest. You know, these are wonderful gifts, but you can give them to yourself or someone else by calling in right now at 877-500-5266. Maybe you've really appreciated that you're getting to hear Native voices on the air here in your town. This is something important to you, and it's not something you're going to find on the other radio stations. You've got to find it at KBOO, and for KBOO to bring it to you, we've got to stay on the air. You know, we use the dollars that you give every day to pay for bills, to keep the station alive. It's easy for you to make a contribution if you have the dollars there, and I believe that most of you do. $10 a month, $120 a year. Call us right now. We've got people waiting to answer the phones for you. They'd love nothing more than to get a call. You should see them reach quick, grab that phone. It's easy for you to make a difference with your dollars to support Native Voices from the Edge. Please do call us right now. You guys really do make the difference. 877-500-5266.
If you feel an ally to the struggles that have been going on in the Native community in the last few, well,
if you were really
for,
up in the
for
air
a long
of standing
time.
Rock and
yes,
we're so
right.
energized.
That's what I was just
going
to say. And this is a time to show your support. Call 877-500-5266 and become a member of KBOO and show us that you support Native Voices from the Edge. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. call. Now, really and truly, is the time to do it. If you're just having your first cup of coffee, if you want to not talk to a human being, you can go to kboo.fm. We are fine with that, too. It's just right, you know, go there. It's right there on the screen. No problem.
You may be driving to work right now. You're hearing us on your car radio, and I'm not suggesting that you...
pull over.
Yeah.
Maybe you're stuck in traffic, but I don't think that matters anymore. You can't use your phone.
Yeah, I'm not going to advise you to break the law, but you can. You're listening to KBOO. You know you count
not
on
this
hearing
time,
it
anyway.
On your drive every morning. As soon as you get to your location, pull out that smartphone. It'll take 3 more minutes of your time.
That's all.
877-500-5266.
You're going to feel better. Trust me on this one thing. 877-500-5266 to become a member of KBOO. It's a really important time. Every time we keep having a membership drive, it gets more and more important as we are sucked into the mire of the political climate.
Net neutrality is threatened. You know, I can promise you we're not going to be threatened by the government, because they can't take away our right unless... You know, they really get totally corrupt. But even then, radio goes on. We will be broadcasting here at KBOO like we have for the last 50 years. Call us now, 877-500-5266. And now we're back to Carrie and Amory and Native Voices from the Edge.
Thank you so much. This is Amber Faced. I'm just going to, you know, thank Amory, Carrie, KBOO, so much for providing this space for us to come and, you know, give voice to some of these issues and some things going on within our community. I think it's really special and amazing that we're able to share our perspectives and our voices and, you know, really to get the information out there of, like, what's going on. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank KBOO. As a longtime community member, I remember a time when the radio waves, there wasn't any room for voices from people of color other than 1480 KBMS on AM radio. It's just been KBOO holding it down. So I want to thank you and your diverse programming.
Fabulous. Thank you both so much for sharing your perspectives and wisdom this morning. You have been listening to
Native Voices from the Edge.
And we have to reunite. I said better gather up our warriors, cause tonight is the big fight. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, 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 hey.
This closes out our final show for the month of November. Thank you so much for supporting Native Voices from the Edge. I'm Carrie Waters.
And I'm Amory Shack. Our engineer is John Sheck. Thank you, John. Now stay tuned for Press Watch, the news you are not supposed to know.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good morning. It's 8:57, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. We're in the midst of our holiday membership drive, and our phone number is 877-500-5266 to be a part of this important project for democracy. That was Voices from the Edge, and now it's Press Watch. Teresa has some truth coming up in just a couple of minutes. At 10 o'clock, Air Cascadia welcomes former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 this morning on Between the Covers, Ursula K. Le Guin talks about her collection of poetry late in the day. This is KBOO.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Toast, located 5222 Southeast 52nd Avenue in Portland, a neighborhood cafe serving an imaginative dinner menu and bustling Wiccan brunch. Lunch was provided by North 45 Pub, located at 517 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland.
This old-world travel-themed gastropub is serving Global Grub, a rotating wine list, and lots of Belgian beers. Dinner was provided by Noble Rot, located 1111 East Burnside Street in Portland. This fourth-floor wine bar is offering city views and small plates featuring ingredients from a rooftop garden. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Fearless reporting, the news you trust, stories that represent you, the information you deserve, and the community you can depend on.
This is Doug McVeigh saying so long.
I'm Al Khan.
I'm Grace Ann Smith.
This is Jasmine Moneymaker.
This is Dan Raphael.
This is Ray Bodwell.
This is Zello Zellos Marchant.
I'm Sam Bowman.
KBOO News and Public Affairs. Nearly half a century of award-winning local and national coverage and community engagement. Welcome back to Counterspins.
What's good? This is Tevin, your host here at Combined Culture Radio.
This is Democracy Now!
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
This is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh.
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock.
Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real.
It's Labor Radio.
Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary Postlewaite.
Welcome to Cutie Pog Talk.
Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak.
Good evening. This is Jean.
And this is Rowan.
And this is Transpositive PDX.
Tune in this Friday during KBOO's membership drive for News and Public Affairs Day to hear breaking stories, interviews with national journalists and political leaders, and to become a sustaining member. Give the gift that keeps on giving in the form of a KBOO donation and become part of community media.
Good morning, it's Press Watch. News you're not supposed to know. I'm Teresa the Tranny Terror. Let's raise some money, shall we? Because we're having a mini pledge drive, just a little one, to get started here. End of November, start of December. Time to kick down for the radio station. The number to call in right now, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266.